Thank God every day for the cross. August 20. Christ is our only access to the Father. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. How is God reconciled to man? By the work and merit of Jesus Christ, who put aside everything that would interpose between man and God's pardoning love. The law that man has transgressed is not changed to meet the sinner in his fallen condition, but is made manifest as the transcript of Jehovah's character, the exponent of his holy will, and is exalted and magnified in the life and character of Jesus Christ. Yet a way of salvation is provided, for the spotless Lamb of God is revealed as the one who taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus stands in the sinner's place and takes the guilt of the transgressor upon himself. Looking upon the sinner's substitute and surety, the Lord Jehovah can be just, and yet be the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. To him who accepts Christ as his righteousness, as his only hope, pardon is pronounced, for God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. The justice, truth, and holiness of God, which are approved by the law of God, form a channel through which mercy may be communicated to the repenting, believing sinner. Those who do not believe in Christ are not reconciled to God, but those who have faith in him are hid with Christ in God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He became the sin bearer and died on the cross to secure salvation for every sinner who repents and returns to his loyalty to God. Only through Christ can we obtain access to the Father. Jesus says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Christ takes upon him the sins of the transgressor and imputes to him his righteousness, and by his transforming grace makes him capable of associating with angels and communing with God.